Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Wednesday, June 12th, 2024 afternoon session of the Portland City Council. Keelan, good afternoon. Please call the roll.
Good afternoon. Ryan.
Here.
Gonzalez.
Here.
Maps.
Here.
Rubio.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Now we'll hear from legal counsel on the rules of order and decorum. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Portland City Council. To testify before council in person or virtually, you must sign up in advance on the council agenda at www.portland.gov/council/agenda. Information on engaging with council can be found on the council clerk's webpage. Individuals may testify for 3 minutes. Unless the presiding officer states otherwise, your microphone will be muted when your time is over. Presiding officer preserves order. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If you cause a disruption, a warning will be given. Further disruption will result in ejection from the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave once ejected is subject to arrest for trespass. Additionally, council may take a short recess and reconvene virtually. Your testimony should address the matter being considered. When testifying, state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. If you are a lobbyist, identify the organization you represent. Virtual testifiers should unmute themselves when the council clerk calls your name. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, colleagues. Welcome. Today we are nearing the end of our marathon, which is the budget sessions. Today we take the final series of steps and votes to adopt fiscal year 2024-25 budget as prescribed by Oregon state law. Keelan, if you could please read items 532, 533, 534, 535, and 536 into the record.
Item 532, conduct a proposed use hearing on state shared revenue. Item 533, certify that certain services are provided by the city to establish eligibility for state shared revenues. Item 534, approve accepting funds from the state of Oregon under the state revenue sharing program for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2024 and ending June 30th, 2025. Item 535, adopt the annual budget of the city and establish appropriations for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2024 and ending June 30, 2025. And 536, approve levying taxes for the city for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2024 and ending June 30th, 2025.
Thank you. Before we get started, Budget Director Ruth Levine will provide an overview of today's proceedings. Good afternoon, Director Levine. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good afternoon, Council. For the record, my name is Ruth Levine. I'm the Interim Director of the City Budget Office. As the Mayor mentioned, we're here today to adopt the budget for fiscal year 24-25. As usual, there are a number of procedural steps we'll go through, and as Keelan read into the record, we have five items in front of you as part of this process. The first three items relate to the acceptance and use of state shared revenues in our budget. Revenues shared by the state of Oregon, which primarily consist the revenues are shared by the state of Oregon, which and primarily consist of cigarette, liquor, and retail marijuana taxes. We start off with the proposed use hearing on state shared revenue. And then next, council will consider a resolution certifying that the city meets the eligibility requirements of state shared revenue. And third, council considers an ordinance accepting the state shared revenue. The fourth item that council will consider today is the adopted budget ordinance. This is, of course, the one that we're all here for, generates the most interest, and it's the focus of our time together today. The fifth and final item council will consider today is an ordinance levying taxes. So with that overview, we can begin with our first item, the state shared revenue hearing. Mayor, you can now read the statement into the record for the state shared revenue hearing.
All right, thanks. I'm now opening a hearing to discuss proposed uses of state revenue sharing. The hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of state revenue sharing regulations, ORS 221.770. It's to allow citizens to comment on the possible use of these funds in conjunction with the annual budget process. As proposed for council adoption, the fiscal year 2024-25 budget anticipates receipts totaling $26,997,152 from state revenue sharing under ORS 221.770. As has been the case in prior years, it's proposed that this revenue be allocated in equal parts to support fire prevention and police patrol services. Is there anyone here today who wishes to be heard on this subject? There is nobody signed up. I'm now closing this hearing to discuss proposed uses of state revenue sharing. I'll hand this over to Director Levine to provide an overview of the eligibility for state shared revenue resolution.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Next, Council will consider a resolution to certify that the city meets the eligibility requirements for state shared revenue. State law requires that we provide certain services to be eligible for this revenue, and this resolution certifies that we do so. The services certified by the City of Portland are police protection, fire prevention, street construction, maintenance and lighting, sanitary sewers, storm sewers, planning, zoning, and subdivision control, and water.
Keelan, is there anyone signed up to testify on the resolution?
No one signed up.
All right, please call the roll.
Ryan.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The resolution passes. Director Levine, please provide an overview of the state shared revenue ordinance.
Great, thank you. The third and final step in accepting the state shared revenue is for Council to consider and vote upon an ordinance to accept state shared revenue. Now that we've held a hearing and certified that we are eligible, we just need to take the action to accept the revenue.
Very good. Keelan, is anyone signed up to take to offer public testimony on the ordinance?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Ryan.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Director Levine, please provide an overview of the adopted budget ordinance as filed.
Excellent. The next item is the adopted budget ordinance. I will open this item by describing at a high level the changes from the budget committee approved budget to the adopted budget as filed. I will ask for a motion and second on these technical changes to ensure full transparency with state and local budget law as the council takes its final action to adopt the budget today. And then the mayor will entertain any motions from council to amend the budget beyond the changes noted in these adopted budget filing documents. Then the mayor will call for public testimony. At the conclusion of public testimony, council will vote on any individual amendments, if there are any today. Also of note, this item is filed without an emergency clause, which means under its current status, the final vote would be continued until next week. Following public testimony and voting on any amendments, council may choose to consider further amending the ordinance to add an emergency clause and vote on budget adoption today. I will now briefly describe at a high level the changes that are included in the adopted budget as filed, which are reflected in Attachment B, known as the change memo. I also just want to clarify that everything that was amended in the approved budget is, of course, included in the adopted budget as filed. The other changes, the changes from the approved to the adopted are mostly technical in nature, entirely technical in nature, and this is pretty standard practice. We give bureaus time to make final adjustments before adopting the budget. So in this year, the changes result in a net increase of general fund of $80,827 and of non-general fund allocations of $10,952,482. The large changes driving these amounts are as follows. The first is budgeting grants, including those from the American Rescue Plan and Supportive Housing Services. The second are budgeting funds for use in the 24-25 fiscal year within several non-general fund funds, including the Inclusionary Housing Fund, Tax Increment Finance Reimbursement Fund, Housing Property Fund, and the Parks Capital Improvement Program Fund. And then the last is there's a large dollar value change that mostly nets out in the Portland Clean Energy and Community Benefits Fund, including a change in how that fund budgets to shift from negative structures to an offset account. And then the other part of that is just an adjustment for a PSEF grant that hadn't previously been allocated for the Parks Tree Canopy Reserve. Are there any questions about any of these adjustments? Hearing none, I will ask Council for a motion and a second to accept the adjustments in attachments B and C.
So moved.
Commissioner Mapps moves.
Second.
Commissioner Gonzalez seconds. I'll turn it. Actually, colleagues, now that we've got that on the table, I'll now entertain any last minute amendments to the budget. This could include budget notes or program offers. Financial amendments to programs should obviously note the amount, the bureau, the purpose, and the funding source. Each amendment or budget note should be moved and seconded for consideration. Then we would hold public testimony before discussing and voting on the amendments, including the one that we just put on the table. Are there any further amendments? Keelan, has anyone signed up to testify?
We had one person sign up, Terry Harris.
Welcome.
Terry Harris, doesn't look like they're here.
All right, any further discussion on the amendment on the table? We'll now vote on the motion to accept the adjustments in attachments B and C as filed. The attachments as filed reflect amendments that were made during the approved budget hearing, as Ruth mentioned earlier. Keelan, please call the roll.
Ryan.
A point of order, is this the final vote or is this just the amendments? It's our final vote.
Just the amendment.
Okay. Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Knox.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment is adopted. So colleagues, at this point, I will poll you informally. We could add an emergency clause if we so choose. I would prefer not to do that if we're not going to vote unanimously. Do we have head nods that it would be a good idea to add such an amendment at this time? Yeah.
Add it. I would make that motion.
I'm okay. All right. Very good. Commissioner Gonzalez moves to add an emergency clause to the adopted budget ordinance. May I propose some language, Commissioner Mapps?
Sure, go ahead.
The council declares that an emergency exists because it's necessary to adopt the budget and establish appropriations without delay in order to provide authority to transact the financial affairs of the city for the fiscal year 2024-25. Therefore, this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after July 1st, 2024. Is that an acceptable
amendment? Find that to be acceptable.
Very good. And we had a second.
Yeah, it was from me.
Commissioner
yeah.
Gonzalez.
And just to clarify, the motion was from Mapps on second amendment.
Either correct. Way, we can,
yes.
We can, I don't care.
Correct. Sorry, did I get that backwards?
It's okay.
Okay, great. Keelan, please call the roll on this amendment to add an emergency clause.
Ryan.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Mapps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. So we have now added an emergency clause. Colleagues, now that we've added the emergency clause, we will vote to adopt the budget as amended. Keelan, please call the roll. And this is the final vote, commissioners.
Ryan.
Yes, I'd like to first start off by thanking the mayor. This is your final budget, and it was a hard one. And you gave us some really good advice, and I found most of the dialogue to be really adaptable. And that's why we're here today. So thank you for your leadership in seeing that through. And to everyone, there's a lot of you in the room from the budget office, starting with you, Ruth, who jumped into that seat towards the end, and you wouldn't have known it. So I really appreciate your leadership and your team as we move through, and to all the people in the bureaus that do finance work. as we move forward with more alignment in our city government, I hope we can keep our eye on the fact that we are using at times a patchwork of funding to fund critical resources. We are piecing together funding in this manner that can make it difficult for future citywide budget exercises. For example, we appropriately are using PSUP funds to do street tree maintenance. What happens when we don't have this wildly high balance in that fund? How will the single permitting authority rate increase affect our bureaus and overall bottom line? These are just questions, and we have to continue to stay present as we work through them. These reasons demonstrate why it's so important that the current city council sets up the next council in this new form of government with a strategic budget, not an opportunistic one. And that's what I experienced from all of us as we worked together on this. We were very strategic as a team. Along that same line, our budget is a living document of our priorities. Where are we investing the most resources? What are we trying to accomplish? How are we helping our community members and our city? I think we mostly got it right. And I want to thank my colleagues for a supporting amendment I put forward that allows us to have an honest and transparent story about the financial impact of homelessness on all of our bureaus. The internal invoicing of millions of taxpayer dollars amongst ourselves in this work makes zero sense when we are sitting on unspent money at the county. I must repeat my disappointment in those of my colleagues who did not vote to support the park rangers as part of a cooperative public safety first response network. I can only guess that you haven't had a chance to be on a ride-along recently with the park rangers to see the rangers experience what they experience each and every day. They are truly a part of the first response system, and they're definitely one of our number one resources in terms of outreach to our homeless, to people who are homeless in Portland. I think it's a mistake, and it's also a mixed message as we say we're building a progressive, collaborative first responder system that includes Portland Street Response, than to separate the Rangers from our public safety system. It's an oversight that I trust our council next year will rectify for next year's budget, of course. In our move to become one city that works together as one functional machine without silos, I hope that we are embracing collaboration and recognize all of those at the city who help keep us safe and secure. As I experienced this past weekend with my much younger and stronger boatmates, it's really important, as I learned on the Dragon Boat, to stay focused on the goals, focus on the boat, not on ourselves, and together we will paddle through it. I vote aye.
Gonzalez.
First, I want to express my gratitude for the truly collaborative teamwork between my office, Public Safety DCA Mike Myers, Fire Chief Brian Gillespie, BOAC Director Bob Kazi, and PBIM Director Shad Ahmed, as well as the mayor and his team. Despite the challenges of this tough budget year, I appreciate the mayor and everyday Portlanders for their support and prioritization of funding for public safety across the board in this year's budget. While we've been facing long-standing structural deficits in public safety, this budget takes meaningful steps to address these issues and propel their crucial work forward. Importantly, we prevented the closure of fire stations and avoided reductions in frontline public safety staff, ensuring emergency response times continue their positive trends when lives are on the line. We've also continued to invest in the employment pipeline, ensuring we will have the resources to meet and overcome the daily challenges faced by our first responders and local residents, and partially reduce dependency on overtime. This budget also secures funding for our alternative response programs at current operational levels, particularly PSR, with ongoing dollars, ensuring no effective cuts. This sets them up on solid foundations for long-term success as a permanent part of the first responder continuum of care. We've successfully balanced addressing some deep-rooted problems while maintaining voters' clear priorities, improving emergency response times and restoring a sense of safety in public spaces, crucial in restoring livability in each of our beloved neighborhoods. This success is largely due to the city's electeds listening to the public, as well as the Public Safety Bureau's unified approach during this budget process. The effective balance of problem solving while maintaining our commitment to tackling the serious challenges confronting our city highlights the impact and potential of our new form of government in making Portland a city that works again. Thank you, Portlanders, and thank you, Mayor. I vote aye.
Maps.
Colleagues, I think we all know this is not a perfect budget. However, considering the financial constraints we're working under, I believe it is a sound budget. That's why I want to take a moment to thank some of the people who helped shape the spending plan before us today. First, thank you, CBO Interim Director Ruth Levine and her team. You guys have done an amazing job under extremely challenging circumstances. Second, I want to thank the literally thousands of Portlanders who reached out to my offices and my colleagues' offices in recent months to share their hopes and dreams for this budget. Third, I want to thank my teams at BES, Water, and PBOT, who worked tirelessly and creatively to develop a spending plan for infrastructure services. In particular, I am grateful for the leadership and vision of my Bureau of Directors, Don Uchiyama at BES, Gabe Solmer at Water, and Melissa Williams at PBOT. In turn, I also know that my directors stand upon the sturdy shoulders of their teams. And I want to take a moment to recognize the many members of leadership in the infrastructure space who helped get us to where we are today. Over at BES, for example, Deputy Director Ting Wu has done amazing work helping get that bureau back in shape. Also at BES, we have Farshad Al-Adadi, who has been amazing, and Ken Bartucci, who has also been a steady hand. At Water, of course, I want to thank our Deputy Director, Edward Campbell, and Cecilia Hoon, who has been amazing at her work. And at PBOT, I want to thank Jeremy Patton, Nathan Wallach, Truk Nguyen, and Will Terry. And of course, I would not be here today if it weren't for the incredible staff I have in my City Hall office. So I want to thank my Chief of Staff, Michelle Rodriguez, my Deputy Chief of Staff, Cynthia Castro, Jack Jaden, who has been a frequent flyer here and helps us, helps keep water and BES in shape, and Jackson Paul also. There's Jackson over there. Jackson, who is truly going to be one of the future leaders in this building. Finally, I want to thank my colleagues on this council for your collaboration in crafting the spending plan. I vote aye.
Rubio.
Thank you, Mayor Wheeler, Deputy Director Levine, and also every finance person in the city who assisted in putting together the puzzle pieces of this budget. I'd also like to appreciate the folks in my portfolio, Donnie Oliveira, Kimberly Branham, Helmi Hetrick, and David Kuhnhausen, and also Sam Barrasso for their work here. This has been a very challenging budget cycle with many critical priorities, and I want to acknowledge the difficulty in making many of the tough choices. I would be remiss if I didn't highlight the strong role that the Portland Clean Energy Community Benefits Fund played in this budget. Due to foresight and also the changes I led that passed in City Council in November of 2022 and the thoughtful dialogue and work of the PSEF committee, PSEF was able to step in and fund climate work across the entire city enterprise. Thanks to PSEF's unanticipated revenue, Portland will see immediate budget relief for the general fund, for taxpayers, and will also backfill losses in other funds, such as the declining gas taxes. None of this would have been possible without PSEF. This freed up a whopping $38.4 million in general fund dollars that will largely support many investments and particularly freed up support for public safety investments, making this budget the largest investment in public safety in the city's history. In addition to freeing up general fund dollars, we were also able to invest in $219 million in critical climate work across city bureaus in the next budget year. Over the next 5 years, we will see over $600 million invested in the city's climate projects. Through this commitment, we can complete big climate projects that help reduce carbon for our two largest sources of emission, transportation and housing, and make historic investments in our city's tree canopy. I also want to note that this proposal includes key investments that will expand services and support for small businesses, continues to fund event activation to increase foot traffic, and fully funds the incoming team members of the Single Permitting Authority, recently named Portland Permitting and Development. Come July 1st, for the first time in the city's history, all permitting teams work within one bureau and report to one director. This time of transition for our city has been hectic and full of moving pieces, and I believe this budget encompasses what we need it to make sure that we can continue to operate effectively and prepare for what's ahead with the new council and administration in January. I also want to especially appreciate Mayor Wheeler. You've been inclusive and collaborative and willing to stay at the table to find solutions during this incredibly hard budget year. I also deeply appreciate your leadership and partnership, and your staff has been equally impressive, and I want to thank them here as well. I'm proud of this budget and how we were able to balance many different priorities and needs, and I'm happy to vote aye.
Wheeler.
I want to start by thanking my fellow commissioners, their staffs, and of course the staff within the bureaus all across the city for their work over the last many months to develop the budget. This is truly a collaborative process, and I appreciate that as we strategized how best to make use of the constrained resources and successfully navigate an incredibly difficult fiscal year as a team. And I want to share my colleagues' appreciation to the City Budget Office team, especially Director Ruth Levine, for your work to usher us all through this budget process during a very challenging fiscal year. Thank you, Ruth. I'd also like to thank my staff, Bobby Lee, Sarah Morrissey, and Haley Blonsley, for their leadership during this year's budget process, which I believe has been very well received by the majority of Portlanders. Despite budgetary constraints, there's a lot that we can be proud of. As the commissioners had mentioned around PSEF, we partnered with the Portland Clean Energy Community Benefits Fund to successfully match specialized funding surplus with projects like the electrification of the city vehicle fleet, LED street lighting, strengthening an equitable tree canopy to combat extreme heat, and energy efficiency upgrades at our well-loved community centers. With regard to public safety, this is the largest public safety budget that has ever been passed by a Portland City Council. The Portland Police Bureau, Portland Fire and Rescue, the Police Vehicle Theft Task Force, the Focused Intervention Team, the Enhanced Community Safety Team, the Office of Violence and Prevention, Rose City Defense, and summer ceasefire programs are fully funded and will continue leading the way to a safer and more livable community. In addition, Portland Street Responses, funded with ongoing dollars at their current service level to provide them with a stable foundation upon which they can continue to grow. This budget also establishes Portland Solutions, which will memorialize critical programming and take it citywide. Our Safe Rest Village program, the Temporary Alternative Shelter Site program, the Impact Reduction program, the Public Environment Management Office, and the Street Services Coordination Center will all operate under one umbrella to enhance coordination and service delivery citywide. Millions of pounds of litter will continue to be collected. Hundreds of thousands of square feet of graffiti will continue to be removed, and hundreds of homeless Portlanders will continue to be removed from the streets and connected to shelter and services where they can get the help that they need. This budget establishes the Portland Permitting and Development Bureau, a historic move to streamline the permitting process for housing developers, business owners, and homeowners alike. It also establishes the Office of Small Business within Prosper Portland to support our local entrepreneurs and improve their access to repair grants, technical assistance for business development, as well as permit navigation. The Events Office, the Events Office is funded to continue supporting beloved public events that enrich community life and attracts visitors all across the city. Finally, charter transition work is fully funded within this budget to ensure the new management structure, the physical infrastructural changes, and the onboarding required to ensure the city and its incoming electeds are ready for business January 1st, 2025, just as the voters wanted. As you know, this is my last annual budget as the mayor of the city of Portland. This is actually my 23rd budget exercise, including the bumps. I'm proud of the progress we've made standing up successful programming to address critical issues in our community. It's been an honor to serve this community and produce a budget that funds thoughtful, effective solutions and stabilize the city services for the next group of electeds and their staff. We've continued to keep public safety front and center. This has allowed us to benefit from a significant reduction in criminal activity here in Portland. We've continued our outreach to those struggling on our streets, making great strides to get people off the streets and connected to the services they need to stay off the streets. We've created and funded significant new efforts in litter and graffiti abatement, and already the results are showing. And we've continued to uplift our small business and community events. All the while, we are full steam ahead on our government transition. It's been an honor to serve this community and produce a budget that funds thoughtful and effective solutions and stabilizes the city services for the next group of electeds. And the truth is, we could not have gotten to this step had we not all worked together and collaborated the way we did. Each and every person who is employed by the city of Portland, each and every one of our advisory groups, all of you played a key role in this process. And I think it sets a great example for the potential of local government when we're all rowing in the same direction, when we're reaching compromise and ultimately putting aside our differences to move our community forward. I'm proud to be your mayor. Thank you. I'll now hand it over to Director Levine to explain the final item. You know what? I actually need to vote. Wouldn't that be funny? Probably done that before, too. I vote aye. And the budget is adopted as amended. I'll now turn it over to Director Levine to explain the final item, a little less popular, the tax levies ordinance.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. All right, we now have one final item to consider to fully adopt the budget, and it is to adopt the tax levy ordinance. This action includes the levy amounts for property taxes accruing to the general fund, the Parks 2020 Local Option Levy Fund, the Children's Investment Fund, and the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund. It also includes property tax levies for general obligation, bonded debt, and three urban renewal areas. Council considers and votes upon or the ordinance to levy taxes for the City of Portland for the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2024, and directs the budget director to submit said tax levy and other certifications to the county assessors of Multnomah, Clackamas, and Washington counties. Mayor, back to you.
Keelan, has anyone signed up to testify on the tax levies ordinance?
No one signed up.
All right, please call the roll.
Okay.
Ryan.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Maps.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The tax levies ordinance is adopted. That concludes.
Mr. Mayor, before we break, as a point of privilege, I know that's not quite the right term, but I did want to take a moment and recognize an important moment. As you mentioned before, Mr. Mayor, you have served in your capacity since January 1st of 2017. In that time, you've passed many budgets, 23 we've heard. I cannot imagine how you do that. What you got through, and you got generations of Portlanders and staff through it too. My colleagues and I want you to know that we very much appreciate your leadership, your partnership, and your friendship. And as a token of our appreciation, we chipped in and got you a congratulatory gift. Chairman Commissioner Rubio, I'll let you hand it down to the mayor. You don't necessarily have to open that on camera if you don't want to. But we appreciate you, and we hope that you...
Oh, that's fabulous.
Oh, well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you all.
It's from all of us.
Thank you.
We can adjourn now.
All right. This meeting, is, I was waiting to see if there's like
more nice to go with it.
Colleagues, we're adjourned. Go off and have a great afternoon.
Thank you.